Leading the news this morning, the Syrian opposition has dismissed demands that it provide written guarantees to stop fighting and disarm. As fighting continues around the country, Damascus now says the rebels must agree in writing to end attacks before it withdraws from urban areas. The opposition has accused the president of sabotaging his promise to a ceasefire by tomorrow. At least 20 people have been killed in a suicide car bombing in northern Nigeria. The bomber detonated his explosives on a busy road after turning away from two churches believed to be the original targets. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. The Sydney-based wife of a man feared kidnapped in Sri Lanka believes his political activities have led to his abduction. The Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed a 42-year-old man from New South Wales disappeared last week, and that report suggests he was abducted. Dr. Champa Somaratne says her husband Kumar Gunaratnam was kidnapped. Power companies in Sydney say it'll be several hours before electricity is restored to parts of the North Shore after last night's wild storms. Power's been restored to around 5,000 homes, but about 1,000 homes in St. Ives are still without power. Five teenagers will face Parramatta local court today over a shooting in Sydney's west. Police say they were involved in a dispute that saw a man shot in the leg at a house party in Pendle Hill yesterday. A 19-year-old man is accused of firing the gun.